Hello, perverts. It's a pervy rambling. Just a few things that have been floating inside of my mind. Some things I have been marinating in for a bit here recently. A couple of them for a while, for years really, but anyways, something that really has been on my mind lately is I wish so badly that I could remember what my underage body looked like. Because I talk about child pussy so much, right? And when I record these things, I'm trying to paint pictures in my mind. I'm trying to make a mind movie. So I'm really trying to describe and, you know, smell. I'm trying to get your senses going. So I have to try to get mine going. And one thing I wish I could remember, like, what my preteen pussy look like. I mean, I used to have one, and we talk about it all the time, or rather I talk about it all the time in these audios, but I wish I could remember what my, okay, so I started masturbating when I was 11, so I wish I could remember what that little thing felt like, what I smelled like, what I felt like. And then I wish I could even remember even lower than that, you know, elementary school. I wish I could just go back into my younger body. And so then that also pushes me into fun little thoughts about if I could go back into, say, my 11-year-old body with my current mind. Oh my God, I would ruin some fucking lives. I know that would happen. But you know, I'm already going to mention the first thing I would do is seduce my own father. Oh, I would force him to fuck me until it felt like I wasn't having to force, because I bet he would be resistant at first, trying to do the right thing. But how can you say no to your little 11-year-old daughter, you know, saying something like, come on, daddy, don't you want to feel how tight an 11-year-old pussy feels? Don't you want to come inside your underage daughter? Come on, daddy. Just show me how big your cock is. I want to see how much I can fit in my mouth, daddy. How can he say no to that? How can he say no? And I would go around. I would fuck boys in my class. Oh my God, I would fuck the shit out of them. I'd pull boys in the bathroom and just rock their fucking worlds. And I think about what they would be like, you know, in their current age, just with that kind of situation happening where some, you know, girl in your sixth grade class pretty much raped you in the boys' bathroom. I would definitely have some sort of pedo gangbang where I would select the pedophiles, because I'm picky. I want them to be all daddies. I want them to all look like nice, you know, regular dads. I'd experience a gangbang in my 11-year-old body. I'd be begging for those I'd be begging for that pedophile cum. I think on that one, I would have a Bukkake ending and make one of the dads film the whole thing so future self can have a copy. The possibilities are endless, are fucking endless. If I could be in my younger body with this mind, I would make you guys audios. I would take some pictures for you. I would, you know, get in front of a camera and spread my little legs and let you see what I look like. You know, a little tween pussy. Anyways, there's that. The next thing I wrote down to talk about is something that's fresh in my mind because of a call I just did. And actually, I did an audio with this too. So we all know that corruption is one of my favorite things. I mean, I just love it. I love it. But more than anything, I love the idea of corrupting a father. Like a father with strong will and, you know, just all these great, great things that make him, you know, the good dad that he is. But then I chip all that away and I pull all the layers back and I make him be that pure animalistic fucker that's inside of him. And I just, it's almost like guiding a wild, like, beast animal on a leash, right? Just like letting it loose, but like guiding it where it needs to go. It's like that same concept, and that's so fucking hot. I mean, making a dad be, because this is why I love men so much. You men have this thing inside of you that I'm so forever fascinated with. It's that primal instinct inside of you, because you have a cock and you have all this, that male testosterone in you. And, you know, it's just, it's so intoxicating to me, and I just want to play with it. I want to see it. I want to see it in action. I want to feel it. But more than anything, and I know I've said this on my rambling before, I promise you, thinking about being an accomplice to a situation is hotter to me than imagining, like, you know, you fucking me hard. Like, I feel more mentally aroused and turned on by making you do vile and perverted things to a little one and me just enjoying having that pleasure of pushing you. So yeah, I went off on a tangent there, but seeing that primal, like, man inside of you is so fucking hot. And so, you know, when it comes to a father, chef's kiss, just delicious. So another topic that's been on my mind because of a audio and calls, I think. Anyways, yeah, audio and a silent call, is the idea, or all the different things that, all the different situations that you can talk about when it comes to mommies and daughters. So one of my personal favorites that you've probably heard me say in an audio or something is, you know, like, let's just say that we're in that accomplice position where I'm, you know, pushing you to be that primal beast that's inside of you and you're, you know, fucking someone's daughter. And I'm in the corner forcing mommy to come watching her daughter. That, here's why it's so hot, because the idea that the body can betray what the mind, you know, wants is so hot to me. And I do, I am a gender traitor sometimes, especially when I've noticed this when I've done the goon sessions where I've watched, you know, hours of porn with others, is I get a little misogynistic when I start getting turned on, like, you know, like the women are just simply exist for a man type of ideals. And it's almost the same thing, like, in that situation is like, it really turns me on to force a mother to come and then call her a fucking slut, that her mommy cunt is so fucking greedy that she came to her daughter's rape. Like, just as much as you guys like mind fucks, I love mind fucks. Like, making a mother feel that for the rest of her life, that's hot. And then there's like more like sensual, like hot things about mom daughter is like imagine if you had a mom and a daughter right next to each other with their legs open. Wouldn't it be fun to taste both of them, both of their pussies? Like, you taste mom's and then you taste the daughter's and you see if they taste different, like see if they taste similar in some kind of way. I also love the idea of a mother on her back. She's been fucked by you for a while, but then she's got her daughter like laying on top of her and she just spreads her legs and her daughter's legs and says, take my daughter, you know, like she's offering her daughter to you right there on top of her. And then of course, mommy daughter incest. I mean, hello, that such a rare, I mean, it's not really talked about a lot, is it? You know, in some audios, I've done some in that way, but it's not really talked about. Mother-daughter incest, you know, like a, and that also leads me, that would, I didn't plan to talk about this, but I was talking to someone, can't remember which one of you, doesn't matter because I wouldn't say your name on here, but I was talking to somebody recently about female predators, and not the kind that work with a man, talking about the female predators that work alone, you know, whether it be the classic teacher situation or whatever, but like, you know, just think about that. Like, what drives like a woman to touch her daughter, you know, or to molest her young son or her young student? What possesses her to do that? Because I can tell you, and I know I've said this before, little child cock does not, if we're like, obviously I'm not talking about real life, but like, if I'm thinking about real life, like, I don't want that little thing. I don't want that. What is it supposed to do for me? It's little. Why do I want to like play with that? Where in audio world, it is hot and it is taboo and it does turn me on, the whole mom son thing. But, you know, when I think about logistically, I guess I should say, I'm just like, why would you want to touch a little tiny thing, right? But so that leads me to think about, you know, what makes a woman, it must be like she just wants to feel naughty. She wants to feel so wrong and taboo, you know, from touching a little boy or something. And then also, like, a lesbian pervert. I mean, wow. It's just hot. Like, I want to interview one. I want to interview a real life, like, lesbian pedo. And I just want to be like, I just want to hear her talk about it. Maybe I'll bring her on this podcast, the Pervy Rambling Podcast, as we can hear this. This is the underground podcast that I do. So anyways, that's all I have. I hope you enjoyed this and my filthy, disgusting, but, you know, hot, taboo, forbidden thoughts.